Gerda Moorman wasn't Jewish, but she lived near her city's main synagogue. She played piano in a music ensemble of the German League of Girls, the female branch of the Hitler Youth. As she watched rising plumes of smoke and flames on the night of November 9, 1938, her mother ran to the telephone booth to call the fire department, but couldn't get through.
80 years later, my phone buzzes with a Facebook invitation. People across Germany are commemorating Kristallnacht by polishing thousands of small brass plates called Stolpersteine, or stumbling stones. Known as the world's most decentralized memorial, the stones are engraved with the names of Holocaust victims and embedded in sidewalks at the apartment buildings where they once lived. I find an online video showing how to polish the stones. It's a modest act, and that's what makes it seem so personal.
Just after 7:30 in the morning on November 10th, 1938, Gerda rode her bike to school as she did every day. She passed the shattered storefront windows of Jewish shops and clouds of smoke over the synagogue in the center of town. She knew it could hardly be a coincidence that two synagogues were on fire at the same time. She would later write, "Not even the most naive observer could believe the newspaper's account that this was a spontaneous act of rage."
When I think about the darkest moments of German history, including Kristallnacht, I imagine a movie in black and white with dramatic fog and a gripping orchestral soundtrack. But the bright autumn leaves on my street have been bursting with color for days, and they must have looked that way back in 1938, too, when 8-year-old Manfred Mendelssohn lived a few blocks away.
After Gerda arrived at school, her first period teacher, Dr. Neuhaus, came beaming into the classroom. He was the only one of her instructors who openly sympathized with the Nazis. "Heil Hitler," he said. Then, "Well, did you see the little fire at the synagogue?" Gerda remembered that everyone in class was speechless, frightened, and upset. Even the League of Girls leader was silent. Dr. Neuhaus went around the room asking excitedly, "Ursula, Renate, did you see it?" But no one uttered more than a curt yes in response.
3 years after Kristallnacht, in November 1941, Manfred Mendelssohn, who turned 11, was deported along with his parents Adolf and Anna from Berlin to Minsk. They were later killed. Three stumbling stones bear their names at Donaustrasse 18, where they lived. When the artist Gunther Demnig started his memorial project 23 years ago, some critics said it was an insult to the victims. Their engraved names would become part of the sidewalk, and people would step on them. They'd literally be tarnished. But today there are more than 70,000 stumbling stones across Europe. Restoring luster to even a few of them is somehow uplifting.
Kristallnacht was the catalyst for thousands of Jews to flee Germany. 80 years later, Jewish life is thriving here, albeit in smaller numbers. But anti-Semitism is on the rise, and hate groups are spreading. For many, the promise of never again is being tested as never before.